On Capitol Hill today, the corridors were buzzing with one word, Enron. But the focus was more on who was not talking than who was, namely Kenneth Lay. The former CEO of Enron did not show up to testify this morning. His lawyer blamed inflammatory remarks made by several members of Congress over the weekend and said they indicated the tone of the hearings would be prosecutorial. Today, though, the Senate Commerce Committee said it will subpoena Lay to testify. NPR's Jim Zeroli has a report.
Lay canceled his committee appearance today because he said committee members had already decided on his guilt. Over the weekend, a report written by Enron board member William Powers was released that was sharply critical of just about everyone involved in the Enron saga. And in the wake of that, several legislators had suggested Enron officials may face prison time for what happened at the company. Lay's attorney called the remarks inflammatory. The decision by Lay to cancel his appearance prompted anger and disappointment among committee members, such as Republican Peter Fitzgerald of Illinois.
The problem for Mr. Lay is that the Powers report has already been released, and it contains some fairly damning information. And if Mr. Lay wishes to correct the damning impressions that are coming out of those documents, he ought to come before the American people and try to dispel those misconceptions.
Committee members said they would subpoena Lay to appear before them, although they noted Lay is free to take the Fifth and refuse to testify once he is there. The sudden decision by Lay not to appear today after promising for weeks to do so showed how much the Powers report has changed the landscape in the investigation. Stephen Marr is a San Francisco attorney and a former federal prosecutor who handles white-collar crime.
The report appears to be devastating in a number of respects. The first and probably most important is it provides a roadmap for a prosecution in a way that we really haven't had before.
Marr says before now, the strongest case prosecutors could have built against Enron apparently involved obstruction of justice for the destruction of documents. But he says the Powers report provides considerable evidence of other crimes, focusing in particular on the company's use of off-the-books partnerships to hide some of its debt. The report says the partnerships were essentially set up and controlled by Chief Financial Officer Andrew Fasto and others, who used them to manipulate the bottom line at the company and to grow rich at shareholders' expense. Howard Seif is an attorney who represents some of Enron's creditors in bankruptcy proceedings.
The report details how they invested in some of these partnerships and got incredible returns in very short periods of time, and seemingly with very little risk, because Enron seemed to be underwriting the risk. They were, in effect, guaranteeing that these would be good investments.
The report also had sharp words for nearly everyone else at the company, from Enron's lawyers and auditors to its senior management, saying they failed in their oversight duties. It suggested Chairman Lay understood little about what was really happening at the company. That is a claim Lay himself has made and one that is already drawing skepticism. Again, Attorney Howard Seif.
That raises two questions. One is that true? Did he really not know what was going on? And secondly, as the chief executive of the company, should he have known and should he have pressed his subordinates to find out what was going on?
Lay himself might have attempted to address those questions at today's hearing had he shown up, but legislators said today they were prepared to continue their investigation whether or not Lay ultimately agrees to testify. Congressional committees are scheduled to hold several more hearings on Enron this week. One of the highlights of the hearings is expected to be former CEO Jeffrey Skilling's appearance before the House Energy and Commerce Committee on Wednesday. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.